Gallant married a first cousin of mine. He's the rattlesnake man of Biloxi here. And Bill knows him good. And Tommy, his boy, is a representative here up in the state. And my son's got the Gallant's Transfer Company, a big van deal, mostly military things they move, like always people in transit moving their furniture and everything. It's right here on Kiowa Street. This guy talking about a rattlesnake one time, he said, I believe he's seen who could tell the biggest line. He said, is this time to tell him? He said, well, he's one. He said, I was holding around by the house then. He says, this old rattlesnake there, he said, boy, he lunged out there and he got just quick enough and he missed me and he hit the whole house. He said, that whole hound swole up next day. It got as big as a sawhorse. He said, well, we loaded up the truck, carried it to the sawmill, and we sawed it up and got enough lumber to build a chicken house. And he said, we put 15 head of chickens in that. And he said, about 2 weeks later, the swelling went out of that lumber and it choked every one of them chickens. Well, what a hell of a lie there.
Listen, I heard a story about a man who picked up a pair of boots.
Yeah, I've heard that same old store the Fang was in. It's been going around for 50 years, that same store.
I hear it's true, though.
Well, it's been old. I tell you, you had to heard it 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Heard the same story. Been in there for a long time, these Fangs, and that's not true. It's got to be, that stuff's got to be injected into you.
Okay.
And venom. It's like a hypodermic needle, when he bites, you squeeze him. Glands up in here, and that stuff just like a hypodermic needle goes into it. You might get a little infection now from a scratch, but that venom's not in there.
What'd you call the difference between homemade bread and the kind that you
store bought bread? We call that.
Okay.
And I raised on that homemade bread. I tell you that, that's good.
And what'd you have maybe that was fried in deep fat and had a hole in the middle of it?
Well, you could do that. They call it donut, but my mama used to take the same dough that they make the homemade bread.
Uh-huh.
You cut little pieces off and you put in deep fat. Well, this is nice. We call it fried dough, but in New Orleans they call it beignet.
Beignet?
That's a French, they take and fry it down in the cockpit, down right where the...
Oh, I've seen that, right down the...
Where the Cabello and all that is. The cathedral on Decatur Street.
Yeah.
Now you go to, it's called Banyan Coffee, CBM.
Across from Jackson Coffee.
Jackson Square, right. Right across there, you go in and get it. They pour that coffee and milk at the same time out of these big coppers. Looking kettles, steel kettles. Everything's just right. The milk's the right temperature and the coffee, it's really a great flavor.
Yeah.
And you get an order of them consists of about three nice large pieces of this fried beignet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like it plain, or they have a potter.
Yeah.
Fine potter, cake flour, potter like. You can put on top. And they're really hot. They're really good. Every time we go down there, and I would go down and see our mother, we go down there and get coffee. Walk around the old place. I was down in the Navy, and I've seen a lot of changes in there.
Old places are nice in that town, but...
Well, I don't care to live. I wouldn't care to live down there.
I almost duped out with a guy once at Pat O'Brien's.
Oh, yeah, I've been in there. He used to be one of my hands. So he's got this big old hurricane drink that they serve in a big tall glass.
And I can't drink more.
I can tell you a story about that place. This is... Isn't that bad? I was with my son-in-law from California. And he's Portuguese, and his pop and mama was down, and they wanted to go to New Orleans. I said, let's go.